Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
My 13-year-old acts like a puppy again. Almost overnight, she's a different dog.
Perfect poops.
When people switch their dog's food to the farmer's dog, the effects can seem like magic. But there's no magic involved. It's simply real meat and vegetables with all the nutrients dogs need, instead of highly processed pellets. No tricks, just smarter, healthier pet food delivered in packs portioned for your dog. It's amazing what real food can do. Get 50% off your first order at thefarmersdog.com/nomagic50.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the Rise Together podcast. Today, we're doing things a little differently in that I'm by myself. I'm still on the floor of the closet. I'm still recording this on an iPhone because we're classy like that. But Dave is actually on a fishing trip. He left for a boys' trip today. Bunch of guys going to Montana or Wyoming or wherever you go and fish for trout. And he is living his best life. And since he was going out of town, I thought it would be really interesting to do an episode where I talked about the five ways that I think you can best show up for your partner. So, interestingly enough, next week, Dave's going to do an episode about the five things he thinks the best ways you can show up for your partner are, but these are mine. And bear in mind, I am married to a man, so some of these maybe skew a little bit more masculine in terms of how they're going to apply to the person that you're trying to be good partners with. But honestly, as I went through my list, I'm like, these frankly apply to anybody, but you let me know what you think. So here they are, my five tips for how to be a good wifey, a good girlfriend, a good boyfriend, a good husband, a good whatever to whoever you're with.
Hi guys, I'm Rachel Hollis.
And I'm Dave Hollis.
And we're married.
For like 14 years.
And together for 16.
We have kids.
Four kids.
Which is like 1,000 kids.
We've also been foster parents to four kids as well.
We're running a business together.
We do a lot of things.
That is a lot of things.
But we feel like it's possible, we know it's possible, to have an exceptional relationship regardless of the stresses you have in your life.
That's why we decided to do a podcast together.
It's called Rise Together.
So if you want some tips and tricks on how we kind of get through all the things.
This is it.
Come on down.
Here we go.
The number one thing that I would say, and I think Dave's actually talked about it on the podcast before, is I can understand after 16 years together that there is nothing that Dave wants more. Like at his core, in his heart of hearts, though he might not walk around admitting it even to himself, what he wants most is to be our hero. He wants to be the hero for his children. He wants to be the hero for his family. And more than anything, he wants to show up well for me as a partner, as a husband, as a friend. And I know this is true because he lives every day of his life in evidence of this. I think it's incredible. And I think it's honestly been this way since we first started dating and since we got married. I think the issue was in the earlier part of our relationship, I didn't understand how big of a need that was for him. And if you don't understand how big of a need it is, then you can really easily dismiss things that are very important to your partner, or you can make a small deal out of something that should have been a big deal, or make a big deal out of something that doesn't really matter. And so when it comes to this, I guess I would say it's really important that every single day you are reaching for positive things about your mate, right? Like every single morning you wake up, you need to be looking. It's like we talk about looking for gratitude. You need to be looking for gratitude about your partner every single day. Because if you don't, life is going to get in the way. Hard things are going to get in the way. You're going to wake up and it's going to be a sucky morning. Something's happened at work or the kids are going crazy or whatever it is. And you will start to take out that hardship on your relationship. Simultaneously, if you wake up every single morning and you are looking for good things, if you're like, man, what do I love about this man? What do I cherish about this woman? You know, we have those moments like you go to a wedding or the birth of a baby or it's a birthday party or something like a big life event. And you get really emotional and you're so grateful for your partner. You're at a funeral and you're so emotional thinking about how grateful you are for this person you love and how sad you would be if you lost them. Man, you should be living every freaking day with that mentality. Tomorrow is not a guarantee. You have no idea if you're going to wake up tomorrow. You have no idea if your partner will still be here. You do not know. And so every single day, I want to be living my day looking for the great things in him, looking for opportunity to remind him that he is our hero, that he does take such good care of me, that he loves us well, that he is a good man. And I just would say, if you feel like that's not something you currently do, if you maybe nag, if you maybe are holding on to a grudge or you're holding on to bitterness, if you're snapping over something small, because, you know, it's not about the socks you left on the floor, it's about the thing from 2 months ago that's still unresolved. If that's you, I want to encourage you today to look for opportunities to love on them in the moments that they are showing up for you. I think so often it's like, man, how do we even know when we're doing a good job at this if we don't have a partner who says like, hey, you know, when you brought me that cup of coffee, when you, you know, took care of the kids so that I could have a couple hours away, when you went to the bank and got that thing notarized so I didn't have to go to the bank because, you know, I hate that. When you sent me that text message, when you kissed me on my neck in that spot that I love so much, when you did those things, that made me feel so special. If you are not telling them that they are your hero, if you are not telling them the things you appreciate, man, how are they supposed to know? The second thing that I think is important, and we are living this in real time, is time away from you, which is so crazy, you guys. When Dave and I first got together, we were some of the most codependent people you have ever met in your whole life. We will both absolutely admit it to you right now. We didn't know better. We were so in love, and we were like a lot of young couples. We were creating our own little family unit, and we just did everything together. Everything, everything, everything. And I think that's special, and I think there's a season for that. And I also think that long term, that can be very unhealthy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No one is supposed to be your everything. No one is supposed to give you every single thing that you need. That's too much pressure for one person to provide you with laughs and humor and insight and wisdom and dreaming and planning and remembering things from ninth grade. And we're supposed to have friends that we connect with who offer us things, who offer us, frankly, who offer us a chance to, you know, complain about the crazy thing that our spouse did this week, right? Like, it's not supposed to be only you and them. You both need opportunities to get away. And not only do you both need opportunities to get away, but you need to be supportive for the other person's opportunity to get away. Because I'll tell you right now, I know way too many couples who one member of the team, you know, wants to go out to dinner with their friends, wants to go watch a ball game, wants to go on a trip. And the other partner, like, okay, they'll go, but the other partner makes them feel like crap about it. Or the other partner texts them every 5 seconds. Or the other partner says that they don't like those friends. Or the other partner makes up an excuse for whatever reason. The reasons don't matter. The point is, not only do you need to get on board with your person having a chance to get away, you need to be as excited about it as they are. Dave went on this trip today and he's going with this awesome group of guys. And I mean, he has no idea how to fish, so that should be very interesting. But it's not about even what they're doing on the trip. It's about the opportunity for him to connect with other people and talk about being a dad, talk about being a husband, talk about being a CEO, talk about being an entrepreneur, have a chance to connect and decompress and be silly and do, I don't know, whatever like gross things guys do, like burp or I don't know. I don't even want to get into it. I just imagine the things that go on when you're camping with a bunch of guys. But I was so stinking excited for him to go because he was so excited to go. And if I had been begrudging, if I had complained that this means I got to take care of the kids by myself, or this means I got to do this and that, or how dare, it would kill his joy, or he'd feel guilty about it. That doesn't serve him in any way. We are all grown-up people, and we are all not only allowed to, but absolutely should be reaching for opportunities to grow and have fun without our partner. It's just like with parenting. If you have the opportunity to get away from those kids, even for a few hours, I promise you will come back recharged and restored and remembering why you wanted to be part of this whole thing in the first place. So time away is really important, whether it's a trip like he's on or just a couple hours to go have dinner with friends. Not only do I want him to do it, I encourage him to do it. If he hasn't gone out with his guy friends in a while, I'm like, dude, get some time on the calendar. You need a chance to like go talk these things through with someone other than me and get some outside perspective. So I really want you to think on that one. What does that look like in your life? And what does that look like in your calendar? Especially those of you right now who know that your partner goes out, but you're not supportive. Your partner goes out, but you hold it over their heads, or you make them feel guilty, or you talk crap about it, or you harass them the whole time that they're gone so that they don't even get to enjoy themselves. If that's you, I want to encourage you right now to look at why that's your choice. I think oftentimes we do that when we feel insecure about them leaving, or we feel insecure about the fact that we don't have anyone to go hang out with. So do some work on that one if you feel like that's you, but just know your spouse, your boyfriend, your partner, your husband, your whatever will be enriched by the opportunity to go hang out with some good people. Now, if they want to go hang out with, like, I don't know, gang members. I don't know. That's probably terrible. I just picked the one thing I could think of. That's probably not the best idea for your life. That's a whole other conversation. If someone's going out and they're hanging out with people where they're not making good choices, where they're sabotaging themselves or doing something that could possibly potentially hurt your relationship, that's a whole other thing. But I'm just talking about like going to get a beer with the guys after work. Man, that's not an indictment on you. That doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. That doesn't mean that he's not excited to come home and see you. That just means that he's a grown adult human being and he wants a little time away, and that's okay.
You guys are not going to believe it, but we announced something really exciting a couple of weeks ago, which was that we're gonna be in movie theaters. I'm not even making that up. We had gotten so many emails and letters and DMs asking us how you guys could experience one of our live event weekends, how you could experience Rise Weekend if you didn't have the money to go. I got so many requests for this when we were planning this year's event, and it really hit me in the heart. I so wanted an answer for you. So I thought and dreamed and prayed and planned, and we decided to record the entire weekend and turn it into a documentary. And I am so excited to tell you that Rachel Hollis Presents Made for More will be in theaters August 2nd in both the U.S. and Canada. So be sure and check with your local theaters. Get your tickets now. You can find out more information on letsrise.co, which has all of our event info. But I hope to see you there. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be a chance for all of us to come together in community to see a movie with all of our faces on it, which is so crazy, but also to experience one of our conferences for the cost of a movie ticket. It's about $13. I hope I will see you there.
All right, I'm going to say it. Sex. I promise this is not going to be a podcast where every single episode is about sex, but if you ask me what are the five ways that I feel like it's important to, you know, show up for your partner, especially if your partner is a man, we have to talk about this because it is important. It's important to us both, but let's be honest. It's more important to him. I mean, I love it. Y'all, if you don't know about this, you should by now. 150,000 people listened to last week's episode. If you did not listen to our episode on how important intimacy and sex is in our relationship, go dig into that one. But on this topic, I will just say it is important. So even if you heard last week's episode and you're like, yeah, but I don't get it. Man, even if it's not something you get, you need to work on it because it's important to them. I feel like the person who desires it the most, I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but the person who desires it the most, that's the one that has to drive this conversation. That's the one that you need to sort of reach for that level, because I think if it were up to me in our earlier days of our marriage, and I know I'm going to get notes on this, but I'm just being honest with you. If it were up to me, you know, we would have gone like 3 years and not even French kissed. And what a freaking travesty that would be. So oftentimes I was letting him kind of lead where we were headed with that. And I ended up enjoying myself and having a great time. And if I had left it up to me, that wouldn't have been the case. So I think that if you, especially if you're a woman and your partner's a man, if you are not as into it, and like it's just it for guys, it's a stress relief. It makes them feel great. Remember, we talked about them being a hero. Like there's so many emotional things, psychological things for guys wrapped up in their chance to make out with you. That's just true. Please don't send me emails about basically anything. It's just true. And so if you ask me like what drove a big desire to want to get our relationship to a place where it was better in the sack, I'm just going to be honest, it was that I knew it was important to him. and I wanted to show up for him. And by the way, showing up for him meant that I figured out how to show up for myself, if you know what I mean. I think you do at this point. But yeah, let's be real. If I've got to make a list of the top five things that are me showing up as a good partner for my husband, that's going to be on the list. Do with it what you will. Number four, grace. I heard years ago when I was a wedding planner, I heard a minister who was giving the sermon and he said, grace is giving someone the opposite of what they deserve. Grace is giving someone the opposite of what they deserve. There will be times, there will be so many opportunities for grace in your relationship. When they do something that ticks you off, when they do something you get so frustrated, when they don't show up in the right way, and you have to ask yourself, this is part of that whole reaching for joy and what kind of relationship do I want to have and what kind of partner do I want to be? Then I have to ask myself, when I get really ticked off about something, got to do a gut check. Okay, did he mean this the way I'm taking it? Or am I getting really ticked off about something that's bigger? Am I upset about the thing from 2 months ago?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I used to get so annoyed. You guys, for real. Dave Hollis, he's going to kill me, but he's not here. He's fishing. So I'm going to tell you this. Dave Hollis, every single morning of his life for years, got in the shower after taking off his chonies. If you did not grow up using that word, that means underwear. He would sleep in his underwear. He'd take off his underwear. He'd get in the shower and he would leave those underwear on the bathroom floor. Every single day, every single morning, it drove me absolutely insane because we got this clean bathroom and there are your dirty drawers on the ground in my clean bathroom. Now, friends, did I ask him to pick up his underwear? No. Did I ever mention that it bothered me? Well, absolutely not. What I did do, I had this whole plan. I took a picture of his underwear. He's going to kill me. Every single day for months, I was going to make a montage and deliver it to him as my passive aggressive jokey way of telling him to pick up his freaking pants off the ground. And then one day I was like, dude, you're a jerk. Because honestly, anytime your partner's doing something that's frustrating you, even if it's as silly as leaving their underwear on the ground, and you're not just telling them that, you're not just communicating to them that they're frustrating you today. Anytime you make that choice, you are sabotaging the relationship. You are not even giving them a chance to show up for you because you're not telling them how you need them to show up. So I just said, hey, when the bathroom's clean, like I clean the bathroom and you leave the underwear on the ground, man, really bothers me because I have to pick up your underwear every single day. Number one, he was so embarrassed. Number two, it made me immediately delete the like 92 photos I had. Though, man, that would have been a good video. And number three, it just was this reminder for me of, man, you are making this about something that it's not. You've decided like him leaving the underwear on the ground made me like, yep, I'm here by myself. He doesn't support me. He's not helpful. He doesn't help around the house. He's selfish. Like all of these crazy places that I went to with this one thing he was doing instead of just asking him to help me clean up. So, all of that to say, grace is the opposite of what someone deserves, and what they might deserve today, like what you in your head think they might deserve, is a good browbeating, or you telling them what's up, or you making a video about their underwear. But grace, you extending grace, looks like you just taking the high road, reaching for the best version of yourself, and being kind about what's really in front of you instead of what story you're telling yourself about what's happening. The last thing that I do that helps me best show up for my partner, like be the most excellent, like show up for them in the most excellent way, is probably going to come as a surprise. The best thing that I think you can do right now to show up well for your partner is to show up well for yourself. I don't know any better way to take care, to be in a place where I can take care of others than taking care of myself. That means with my health, that means with my emotions, that means getting my workouts in, that means getting my own time away, reading books, enriching my life, having those opportunities to be the best version of myself is how I show up for him. If you want to know why we have the life we have, why we have the relationship we have, why both of us are so obsessed with personal growth, it is because I was obsessed with personal growth. If you guys go back and listen to old episodes or go listen to episodes of Rise, or if you know our stories from the books, then you know that I really started going down this personal growth journey, and Dave was not interested. He did not like it. In fact, he was annoyed, and he wasn't even like silently annoyed. He straight up told me how frustrated he was that I got up early, that he didn't like that I was spending so much time trying to write a book when I didn't even have a book. He's like such a loving partner, and you have to know that. But he was really frustrated by me chasing things that in his head, it's like, why do you want to chase this stuff? Why do you want to write a book? Why do you want to, you know, have an Instagram? Why do you want to get up early? Why do you want to train for a marathon? Why? He gave me such a hard time about it. And it was the first time in my life, you know, we talked about codependence. It's the first time in my life that I actively did something even though he didn't like it. He was so frustrated by the process, and I just kept going, because I knew that what I was doing was the best for me. And if I can be the best version of me, I can be the best wife. If I can be the best version of me, I can be the best mama. If I can be the best version of me, I can be the best leader, the best boss, the best writer, all of these things. You want to know how to take better care of your partner? I am telling you right now, take better care of yourself. Even if they don't get it at first. We get the question all the time, man, how do you change someone? You want to change someone? Change yourself. Change yourself, and don't harp on them. Don't berate them. Don't nag them. Don't go, I'm over here doing all this stuff. You're not doing it. No. Do it for you. Do it for your own heart. Do it for your own soul. Do it for what you want out of life. You want to show up well for them. You want to be an exceptional wife, an exceptional girlfriend, an exceptional fiance. You want that for yourself? Man, take care of yourself. And not take care of yourself so you look better for him. Not take care of yourself so you have a better job for her. Not in that way. Do it for you. Do it for your heart, because you will become a happier, more fulfilled, more whole version of you. And if you are a more whole version of you, you are going to have so much love to give. You're going to have so much grace to give. You're going to be able to wake up every single day and reach for joy and reach for more. And if you are that person, man, you're going to show up for your partner and your family and your company and your dreams so well because you're loving yourself so well. I hope that was helpful. I hope that you liked my five things. I hope that they're at least as good as whatever Dave is going to share with us next week. If you dig this week's podcast episode, I hope, please, please, please take a screenshot or share something about it on your social media. Tag it Rise Together Podcast. Tell me what you think. Tell me if you agree with the five, or maybe you have some more that you can add to the mix. And if you are listening to this on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. If you don't mind, please subscribe to our channel. You will get a new notification every single week when we post a new episode. And if you haven't listened to them yet, there are a bunch of episodes you can scroll back and hear about everything from how we plan our week to how we plan our, well, our sex life. I'm going to be honest, that's what last week was about. But there's a ton of great information for you to listen to. I hope you dig it. Guys, I will see you over on Instagram. It's my favorite platform to hang out. I am Miss Rachel Hollis. Let's connect over there, and we'll see you next week. Hey guys, if you liked today's episode, I hope that you will subscribe to the Rise Together podcast. You will get a notification every single time we have a new episode comes out, which is every Thursday.
And take a picture, a screenshot, put it up on Instagram, tag Rise Together podcast, put it out to all of
tag
the humans
that
you know.
Tag us so we can see and we can say thank you.
Man, let everyone know. And if you don't like it, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, just keep that to yourself, sister.
Please.